Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. Yay! You can catch me on every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. Sometimes I may be a little late. Forgive me for laughing, but there's no excuse for that. Always on time. Tuesdays, we have our series, Help Find Me, our Missing Persons and Missing Children podcast, and it's Missing in Florida. Also, this is our second season. We're going to be on our fifth episode starting next Tuesday. On Thursday, I usually do topics and our interviews I have with other people. And on Sundays, we have Help Solve Me, Unsolved Cases at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So I do my research the best I can. You know, I'm still waiting on approval for certain cases so I can read the actual file, what they found, what was in there, so forth, to be talking about people. How do I pick my people to talk about? You know, I pray about it, and then I Google missing persons in certain states, unsolved crimes that haven't been solved in the last 15, 20 years, you know, just to help somebody out, to get them some type of closure, or let them know that we are still thinking about their missing loved ones, unsolved crimes. Loved ones, I kind of got twisted tone. So, I want to jump right in here, and you can tune into our sports podcast too, Child Talk Sports Podcast, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms, guys. Also, we're still working on our website and our radio station, so we should see, we'll give you notice in next month. She'll be launching a lot of stuff. Now, I'm grateful for what God is doing in my life. Before I start my topic, who is the director of your life? I want to talk about my situation. If you don't know, I was in the car accident in 2021, at the day after Christmas. So many stuff is transpired on that. I was doing really good, had saved so much money. You know, I was on my way to buying me a small business of my own, a small office, and some land. I got an accident. If you don't know, I didn't know, rental cars, if you don't have it on your insurance policy, could be very expensive. I did have the insurance policy that will pay for my truck in full, but it didn't pay for me to get a new vehicle. So that's something you need to look at. They do have an additional policy that you pay for, you get another vehicle after your vehicle is paid in full. But anyways, so I posted on Facebook yesterday, because you know, for a whole 2 years I was complaining, I was fighting with God, not understanding what was going on. So, you know, I was crying, I was mad at God, I was upset, I didn't want to do what God was telling me to do, I didn't want to pray, I didn't want to do my shows, I didn't want to talk to nobody, and I went down a spiral. I went through depression and oppression, I went through, you know, just, you can see it in my eyes, you know, say, you can see it in my face, you know, stressed out, crying every day, you know, how I'm going to get my kids back and forth to school, how I'm going to go to the grocery store, how I'm going to do this and that. It was just a constant, you know, stressful worry on my part. Instead of me laying things at God's feet and letting him take care of things, I chose to go lean on my own understanding. Because, you know, and I say this all the time, I'm so used to doing things on my own to the point that, you know, I feel like I don't need no one's help. That's not now, but, you know, I feel like if that person don't do it, then I need to do it. So I felt, that's the way I felt like with God. If you're not doing this, well, I need to do it, because you're not going to do it. And the thing, what it was, I put him on a human level. I put him on a pedestal of other men and women. And he's not like that. He's way different than that. You know, God comes on time. God's an on-time God. You know, he don't come on our time when we want it, even as we please. Sometimes he show up right away. Sometimes he wait. We don't understand why he does. But, you know, he's God all by himself. So saying this, so I've been Ubering, I thank God for the funds. You know, I thank God for still allowing me to have faithful clients, and the clients that actually pay for me to get back and forth also. I love you guys. And so I posted on Facebook, you know, I've been down without transportation for a while, and I thank God for the funds for getting me and my kids back and forth. Funds to pay for Uber to get us back and forth where we need to be at. And like, you know, to my job and to events and so forth like that. And I stopped and said that, I don't remember what I said, but I'm going to tell you. everything happened for a reason, because just about every Uber or Lyft driver I get in their vehicle, I either pray, God allow me to pray for them or lead them closer to Him, or even encourage them, put an encouraging word in their lives, or have them to say something to me too. And you know what I'm saying? You can be used anywhere. I don't know why God has me the way I'm at right now in life. But you know, if it takes for me to Him to use me to get someone where they need to be at, a step further closer to Him, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's fine in life. And sometimes we want to be all on a pedestal where millions of people is watching us. And sometimes God is trying to use us out of the watchful eyes of other people. Because when you want the applause of man and not, you know, giving God the glory, you know, stuff happen. So I'm going to jump right into this, my podcast. Who's the director over your life? I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so, you know, who's the director over your life? Are you allowing worration? Are you allowing that breakup from a loved one? Are you allowing you getting fired from that job to orchestrate your life and your walk with God? You know, I'm raising my hand. I did for a whole year, you know, and you heard me cry saying that I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to say, you know, I didn't want to pray for nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I used to hear people say, and they probably didn't know what they were saying. If you're in a rut, you should be doing this and doing that. So I took that as if I'm doing bad, I shouldn't be praying for nobody. When I say bad, like when I'm down, when someone's homeless. But that's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. So I don't know who's been telling them that. Sometimes God will use you in your lowest moment to see if you're going to be obedient and do what He has called you to do. Sometimes God will use the things that you're going through to help, to allow you to help encourage others to get through and get across that finish line in life. We don't understand why God does what He does and why things happen. You know, I can't answer that. But I know He said that all things work for the good for those who love the Lord and His call according to His name. So if you're called and you're going through trials and tribulations and you're going through these tests after tests, it's a reason God is taking you through this. Whether it's sickness, whether it's financial situation, whether it is on the verge of being homeless or you are homeless, whether the verge that you don't have a job or your marriage or whatever, if you are called according to God's name, you are going to go through some issues in life that we can't explain. Our job is to continue to walk by faith. Our job is continue to pray for ourselves, our family, and others. And our job is to use wisdom, knowledge, and understanding when we are helping others in life. I see a lot of people saying now that, you know, I'm not helping nobody else because of what they did to me or what they did. You took that personal. Because if God tell you to bless somebody, He didn't tell you to stay around and make that person worship you. He just told you to bless them, right, and keep it moving. He didn't ask you to stay friends with them. He didn't ask you to invite them over to your house to eat. He may not. All He told you, hey, go take so-and-so this 100 grand, 50 grand. That don't mean that person's obligated to, you know, be by your side for the rest of your life. We get assignment mess up with relationship. Assignment is just an assignment. Assignment is completed until your assignment is you're taking a task until it's done. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the season or hour that God wants us to have other people's in our life. So back to what I'm saying, who's the director over your life? Are you letting what other people said ruin your life? Are you letting the unforgiveness, you're not forgiving others what they have done to you, ruin your life? I talked to one of the Uber drivers, I think, yesterday, you know, and I'm so glad I got in a vehicle with her, you know what I'm saying? And she was telling me her story, what she went through in life, and I listened. I let her talk. Strong, remarkable, God-fearing woman. She went through so much in her life. And she said that her son told her to forgive and forget and let go. Because you can forgive a person, but, you know, I don't believe that, or I won't forget or forget. I forgive, but don't forget you. No, you got to let that person go 100%, because if you do not let that person go, that person is going to be in the back of your mind, your head, ruin your life for the rest of your life. When he or she, you hear me say this all the time, went on with their life, they probably even asked you for forgiveness, and they're going on with their life while you're sitting in the mental prison, just just punishing yourself. I'm telling you today, it's okay to forgive, let go, and forget. That does not mean you can you want to allow that person back into your life or into your home, but you love them enough through the hate, through the pain, despite of what they do to you, done to you, have done to you, you forget, you forgive, and let them go in your life. You don't want unforgiveness to be the director of your life. You don't want worries to be the director of your life. You don't want hate and murder to be the director over your life. Because those things will drain you. They will cause you to be sick, angry, bitterness to the point that you look around, you have ran everybody around you away. And it's going to just be you. And then you're going to die alone. You're going to be miserable alone. And you're going to die alone. And then most likely no one really is going to come to your family. I mean, to your funeral if something did happen to you. You know, we got to get this thing right. We're not getting younger. You know, we try to do these liposuction and these BBLs, and not me, but you know, I'm just saying, we're not getting any younger. We still have to live out our time on this earth. You can't, one thing you cannot turn back is the clock. You can go back 1 hour, four, but God's clock keeps running. God's clock keeps running when you have issues in life, when you're crying, when you're upset, when someone has passed away. God's clock keeps running. Life keeps running. I'm not being selfish. I'm not being rude when I'm saying that, but we still have an assignment that we got to keep doing until we cross the finish line, until we go to our next test, or until God said, okay, it's time for you to come home. That's it. You know, I've been through so much in my life that, you know, as I look up to God, I thank him, because it was so many times that he could have said, okay, Angie, that's it. Your time is up. Let's go. There's so many times that he put his righteous right hand in front of me and saved me from car accidents, from bullets, from being broken, from being stopped, from being kidnapped. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. It's so many things that God have protected me from that I am so grateful for. But from 2021 and 2022, I did nothing but complain. Well, so the end of 2021, I wasn't playing. So through 2022 and most of 2023, I did nothing but complain. Mad, throw temper tantrum. I allow my emotions to direct my life and how I'm supposed to do stuff. I was so mad because, you know, certain events that I wanted to be at, and God said, nah, even though I had the money to go, I don't want you there. I don't want you with this person. I don't want you networking with this person. You know, and I would get mad, you know. You don't want me to shine, God. It's not all about shining. It's all about him protecting you that moment, that time, for a particular reason in life. So again, I ask you, who's the director over your life? God tells us again, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He also told us to watch out for the devil, because he's walking around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So anytime you choose to allow unforgiveness, hatred, even gossiping about people, lies, manipulation to be the director of your life, the devil is definitely going to be out after you right now. I mean, you just pulled up a table with chairs and told him just to sit with you. Just sit, and just torment me. And let me just make everybody's life a living hell. I could be wrong. I'm not 100% right. But before I go, I want to talk, what's her name? On my Facebook page. So I was just on Facebook. I want to get her name before I say it. I'm going to see her name here. Come on. My name is Estelle. So I pray that you guys do the will of the Father. Do what God has called you to do in life. And continue to be blessed. Whatever you do. And those that you are in need of immediately. Finances, transportation. Joe Beckford. I'm not saying her name right. But anyway, she said, she was reading from Luke chapter 5, verse 4 through 6. And she was saying that as she was driving, I believe she said, I'm going to just piggyback. She was saying that she's on my Facebook page. And you want to go on my page at Angela Israel Bless or at Virtuous Radio Media. She was basically saying, cast your nets again. God said, cast your nets again. Whatever you are asking God for, whatever you're standing in need of, ask again. He is standing there with open invitation, with the heavens open up, ready to bless you with all your... Now, listen. Don't be praying for nobody else's husband or wife, because he's not going to bless you in that area. Don't be praying for nobody's downfall, because he's not going to bless you in that area. And I'm talking about those that who are really in need of a 911 blessing. I'm talking about those that are sick in their hospital bed, those that are about to be evicted out of their houses or apartments, those that are in need of transportation, those that are in need of financial breakthrough, those that are in need of clients to just come knocking on their door on their business. I'm talking about those that are in need that wants to serve God wholeheartedly, those that want to give up their old ways and walk right with Christ. The doors are open. Ask right now. Ask with the faith that he has given you right now. Father God, we just thank you for all the things that you're doing in our life. We know nothing's too hard for you, God. Lord, as we petition heaven right now, we thank you for blessing those that are homeless, those that are about to get evicted, God, that you will finance their rent, God. I pray for those that are in need of transportation, God, that you will bless them with a vehicle, God, a reliable transportation, God, that they will take care of. I pray for those who daughters or sons or husbands or family that are strung out on drugs on the streets. I pray for those that are in prostitution on the street. I pray that, God, you will bring them back home and heal them and deliver them from the things that caused them to flee from you in the first place. Lord, we just thank you for all the things that you're about to do in our lives, in the lives of those that are listening. And we know that nothing's too hard for you, God. Who's the director of your life? Jesus Christ is the director of my life. Probably not in 2021, 2022, 2023, because I was upset. But he has always been the director of my life. So whatever situation you may be facing, I thank God for everyone that listens to my podcast. I thank God for everybody that blesses me. Also, you guys continue to be blessed and continue staying on God's good grace. Amen. I love you guys.
And just share my podcast.